Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 13th, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
PlanHub earns spot on Inc. 5000 for fifth consecutive year, defying growth odds among America's fastest-growing companies. PlanHub, the leading cloud-based pre-construction platform, has been named to the Inc. 5000 list for the fifth consecutive year, ranking number 1786 for 2025. This achievement highlights PlanHub's rare ability to sustain rapid growth over time despite the increasing difficulty of meeting the benchmark for qualification. CEO Robatia emphasized the value PlanHub brings to the construction industry and the dedication of its team. With over 500,000 construction professionals using its platform, PlanHub streamlines the bidding process, offers advanced tools, and fosters collaboration. As the industry embraces digital solutions, PlanHub remains at the forefront, empowering professionals to build smarter, faster, and more connected projects.
State roundup: a neighborhood is shaken as Amtrak replaces 150-year-old tunnel. Ferguson says state has yet to feel impact of federal budget actions. In Baltimore, the Midtown Edmondson neighborhood is facing major construction as Amtrak replaces a 150-year-old tunnel, causing concerns for residents. Meanwhile, State Senate President Bill Ferguson believes Maryland is prepared to handle the impact of federal budget decisions in the near term. Recent college grads in Maryland are struggling to find jobs due to cuts in research funding and competition with AI. Baltimore may receive significantly less than expected in an opioid trial against distributors. Governor Wes Moore's approval ratings continue to decline, while Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott fires back at President Trump's insults. Howard Community College and its faculty union reach a tentative contract with a 4% raise. Montgomery County planners worry about a drop in multifamily housing projects, and a Baltimore County councilman seeks Inspector General oversight of county schools. As energy rates rise, officials blame the competitive energy market, but data suggests otherwise. And in Washington County, asbestos found in a high school will lead to virtual learning for the first two marking periods. Pet-friendly DFW Car and Toy Museum is the best place in Fort Worth to celebrate a milestone birthday. DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth TX is the perfect place to celebrate a milestone birthday with up to 500 guests. With 200 rare cars and 3,000 antique toys, customizable floor plans, and a stage for toasts and singing, it's sure to be a memorable event. The museum offers outdoor space, allows pet friends, and welcomes food trucks and caterers of your choice. From full bar service to BYOB, they cater to your preferences and budget. Schedule a tour today by calling 817-834-3625, X1, or visiting dfwcareandtoymuseum.com. Located at 2550 McMillan Parkway, Fort Worth TX, the museum promises an entertaining visit with free parking and admission, open Tuesday, Saturday from 9 a.m. 6 p.m.
Enhance and secure property access with beautiful aluminum gates in Vancouver. Property owners in Vancouver can enhance and secure their properties with aluminum gates offered by QS Fencing. These gates act as a deterrent to unauthorized entry, limiting access with security features like keypads and remote controls. Aluminum gates are lightweight, durable, and corrosion-resistant, making them ideal for Vancouver's weather conditions. Before installation, factors like lot size and power source must be considered. Prepping the foundation with robust support is essential for smooth installation. For best results, property owners should work with experienced professionals like QS Fencing, who can provide insights and high-quality installations. Contact QS Fencing today to upgrade your property's aesthetics and security. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.